This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Thomas S. Stribling was born in Clifton, Tennessee in 1881. He sold his first story, which was a ghost story, at the age of 12 for $5. This native son of the South was a true literary maverick. For a while, Stribling lived in New Orleans, where he produced stories for Sunday school magazines, as well as adventure stories for boys that were printed in various pulp magazines. He estimated that he wrote over 10,000 of these short stories, as many as 7 a day. In 1922, Stribling's novel titled Birthright was published. The young protagonist in this book is an educated mulatto man who tries to survive in a small southern town filled with racial prejudice. Birthright offered a serious critique of the social practices of all of America at that time, but especially of the South, its social rules, taboos, and even laws, such as the Jim Crow laws. Although controversial, it was highly praised by critics in both the black and white communities. In 1924, the famous black director Oscar Micheaux adapted Birthright into a silent film. Part of the uniqueness of Micheaux's work was his use of an all-minority cast. 15 years later, with the advent of talking films, Micheaux remade the same movie into a talking version. Stribling's most famous novel, titled The Store, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1932. It takes place just after the abolishment of slavery, as Grover Cleveland becomes the first Democratic U.S. president and the South struggles to establish a new economic order. The Store has been described as revolting, painful, disturbing, uncomfortable, and phenomenal. In the 1920s and 30s, T.S. Stribling was America's foremost author. Between the two world wars, he sold more books than any of his leading contemporaries, including William Faulkner and Ernest Hemingway. Critics acknowledge his work as paving the way for other Southern writers to directly address the pressing social and political issues which face the region. T.S. Stribling was blessed with a happy marriage, traveled widely, made many friends, and had a full, noteworthy life. He and his wife spent their last years in his beloved hometown of Clifton, Tennessee, where he died in 1965 at the age of 84. While he was often ostracized in much of the South, T.S. Stribling's work has played an important role in both literature and social progress.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Authors Page. We love telling you stories.